Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. The Alexander Hogue Gallery recently opened an exhibit featuring a large-scale installation by Pakistani-born contemporary artist Sarah Ahmad, a multimedia and installation artist who's a member of the Tulsa Artist Fellowship. Cosmic Veils is an installation partially inspired by images of the Western Veil Nebula in the heavens, but largely inspired by her continuing artistic investigations into veiling, destruction, and resurrection, and the forms that connect art and the natural world. Ahmad's work encompasses themes of identity, migration, displacement, belonging, rebuilding life, and what it means to create in the world a space of one's own. She writes that her work evolves from her cross-cultural identities as an immigrant from Pakistan, as a South Asian, as an American, and a single mother. And in the case of Cosmic Veil, she's created a piece of wonder and great beauty. Large prismatic plexiglass panels hang in the air, made of a series of geometric groupings with designs inspired by Islamic calligraphy, and they reflect light and color all over the gallery, as viewers see different reflections based on your location in the gallery. You can view her work at sarahahmad.com. Cosmic Veils is on view at the TU Alexander Hogue Gallery, open in person to the TU campus community Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 through Thursday, September 24th. All on-campus gallery visitors must adhere to TU's COVID-19 protocols, viewable at utulsa.edu/coronavirus. If you can't come to campus, you can view special content at the TU School of Art, Design, and Art History Facebook page and Instagram each Thursday in September with special digital content and highlights. Sarah Ahmad, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rich. It's a pleasure to be here again.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about the upcoming exhibit at AHA as a part of your being a part of the Focus exhibition, which featured curatorial. And it's interesting, the exhibit that's now opening at Alexander Hogue is another exploration of this same sort of thematic material. But again, with pandemics, it seems like you're not having a whole lot of luck in being able to get people to see your really wonderful work.
I think, it's also really important for the students at TU to experience this. And it was really important for me that when they return to the campus in these times, difficult times for them, that there is an uplifting space for them to experience this work. So there are pros and cons, and I'm happy about, being able to provide that experience to the students.
Now, the Alexander Hogue Gallery is open to the TU community, but what they're going to be doing is providing videos, images, interviews through the course of this exhibition to the general public. Well, let's talk a little bit about Cosmic Veils. This is the latest installment of this continuing exploration of this thematic material that you've been working with, which in this case, it's really quite inspired by the Western Veil Nebula. So tell us a little about this piece. How did it come together?
So when I first encountered the Veil Nebula, I had this feeling of deja vu because it reminded me of so many of the themes I had already been working on. For example, my work is based on the central theme of rebuilding life from destructive experiences or from fragmented pieces of destruction. And the Veil Nebula essentially is this astral form which was created from the violent explosion of a star 22,000 light years away from the Earth. And this beautiful structure, which is these filaments that form these exquisite meandering veils, was created from the death of a star. So the whole idea of connecting the aftermath of destruction with reconstruction or creating something beautiful and unique out of it, even a sense of resurrection or metamorphosizing destruction into something new and beautiful, that resonates with, the recurring theme in my work and the process of my work. But also on a more personal level, I had been working with women in red and blue veils and imagining what it would look like if the veils were blown away, setting them free. And this goes back to, I think, one of the videos that is part of the work shows these twin figures, and one woman is clad in red veils which is lace fabric, and she is pushing it away, trying to break free. And the other woman is clad in blue fabrics, and she's holding on to it, showing a fear of letting go. So this dueling process is represented in this sort of paradoxical identity and finding one's voice. And so when I saw the Veil Nebula in the same colors of the women and the veils I was working with, you know, it was just a very beautiful experience. It was almost like a part of my psyche was manifested in this physical fabric of space.
So if I can extrapolate, you work in a wide range of genres, and what you're talking about with these women with the veils, this is your work in photography, and again, the social statements of, and you're talking about as a contemporary Islamic woman, and the idea of the veil unveiling, speaking your voice, speaking out, as opposed to being hidden away. Then you're using this installation, which has had these sort of structures that sort of throw patterns on the wall. And what you've done in this particular piece is sort of merge a lot of that work into this installation that includes video work and this huge, huge installation that is using plexiglass material that you've, it looks like it's probably 3D printed in a lot of Islamic geometric designs that incredibly approximate the look of the Western Veil Nebula, which is filled, you know, when we see images of this, it's filled with all sorts of colors, and this is what comes through in the gallery.
So, Rich, going back to the concept of veiling, it's not the Islamic veil or the politicization of the veil that has become a flashpoint in, you know, politics. Mm-hmm. I am not looking at it from that point of view.
Uh-huh.
I am looking at it from the point of view of a female identity and, you know, finding one's voice as a journey of self-discovery.
Okay.
And so the in the veils, I've used lace fabrics, and you see that you can sort of see fleeting glimpses of the person, the figure underneath the veil. So that's a visual illustration of how our identities are obscured by social, political, cultural norms, and who are you as a person when isolated or removed from all the things that define you, you know, that is identity politics.
Right. What you've created in this particular installation is a beautiful piece of artwork that uses plexiglass. So tell us about the process, because if people had seen your previous installation, Cosmic Identity, you're using a lot of the same thematic materials, but a completely different materials to create, you know, these shadow images on the wall. Here with the plexiglass, you're getting this prismatic effect and getting all this beautiful color where before it was black and white. Tell us a little about how this piece is evolved from the previous piece that you had up at AHA in the spring.
So the plexiglass and screen carvings, I have been working in screen carving since 2012 when I started making art and then, you know, joined the MFA program. And I was interested in screen carvings as, you know, the perforations dissolve the material surface representing the spiritual. So they historically symbolize both the spiritual within the material and obviously the Islamic geometric patterns and the symbolism of oneness and harmony and all the themes that of cosmic interconnectedness that they represent. So the use of material actually goes back to my early works, but I had done a lot of like installations with carvings in acrylic, but I was at the same time many years ago experimenting with light as a medium and looking at spectroscopy, diffraction grating films in to use light as a medium to capture the feeling of like the theme of transcendence and the immaterial and intangible medium juxtaposed with the physical, you know, carvings. So that goes back to like early experiments I'd been doing, and this the support of Tulsa Artist Fellowship and being here with, you know, TU and OVAD gave me the opportunity to actually create this. But this is like something I'd been exploring for a long time. And so going back to the black and white drawings, those drawing fur in black and white and really detailed because I created them for laser cutting. So it has to be like the vector files have to be in black and white. But also the drawings are looking at very, very detailed patterns, which are universal form patterns that recur throughout nature in the human brain. And we talked about how the neural networks are identical to the cosmic web networks and how that, you know, the interconnectedness of creation through the, you know, study investigation of patterns. So in that, with the black and white drawings, I used thread to create a simulation of the cosmic web networks. And I used one specific visualization that had radial webs in it. So even though the material is completely different and each series of work from photography, video, detailed drawings, threads, it's a different exploration of material, but the themes, it's the same themes I've been working with that recur in my work.
My guest today is Sarah Ahmad. She's a multimedia, an installation artist, a member of the Tulsa Artist Fellowship. Her latest installation, Cosmic Veils, is on view at the University of Tulsa's Alexander Hogue Gallery through September 24th. And Cosmic Veils features video and then several large, large installations that are refracting light and, again, using shadow elements to create this beautiful melange of color, of just light showing around the gallery. Tell us a little about the pieces that you constructed that create these light refractions. As I was looking at them, they appear to be these, I call them Islamic medallions, but they're geometric designs. Are they actually the geometric designs, or they're of your own construct, or what exactly?
I have used the Islamic geometric patterns. There are five different patterns, and they are composed in these larger hexagons. And there are about 12 to 1,500 individual carved pieces that are linked with jewelry links, you know, to create these larger structures. And the pieces are modular, so I hung them to create this configuration. But going back to the process and the technique and the materials creating the light effect, I've used transparent and fluorescent and transparent acrylic. So while opaque materials, you know, block light and create a shadow, transparent materials transmit light and create translucent colored shadows, which are the color of the material. And then I have some clear acrylic, which is covered with dichroic film, which I pasted on it. And that film actually, like, depending on the angle of view, you see different colors, and it reflects this gold and pink and blue light. And so I specifically chose those colors for the film because the films come in cool and warm and many tones, because those were the colors of the nebula that, you know, I was trying to recreate, or the work was inspired by the nebula and the colors of the nebula.
And what's really interesting is light hits these images these pieces at different angles. You're seeing entirely different patterns. You're seeing different colors emerge. And which I should tell folks that you took me through this installation at night, and we used flashlights. This was really a great way to see this installation. I wish you could show it that way, because it would be in the dark and people could create their own patterns. But it's like it's ever changing. It's almost like I don't want to call it kaleidoscopal, but it's that sort of feeling where, you know, as you move light along these surfaces, you're just seeing this changing array of imagery on the walls, on places where you don't even expect to see it. Where it's refracting and pointing across the gallery space. It's really quite imaginative.
Thank you so much. I really wanted to, you know, create this immersive space. I'm interested in, I've always wanted to go and see the northern lights, and have been looking at researching nebulas, and, you know, just I created installations with sunset, with the colors of, you know, the clouds during sunset, and looking at constellations and starry night. So I really wanted to create this otherworldly space and experience of a viewer's body becoming the living support for these shifting patterns of light, and for it to be interactive. So you go and make the patterns yourself, and you see how they shift and change, and stand or sit under the structure, and you see it at eye level. You can walk under it. You can, see it from the aerial view, because of some pieces are hanging low, some pieces are floating above. So it's supposed to create like sculpt space and transform space to where you are completely immersed in the experience.
Now, when you walk through the gallery, your eyes are naturally drawn to the large, almost nebula-like installation in one part of the gallery, but you have other parts of the gallery set up in various other ways. One and features some of these images on the floor, just using the existing light that sort of pushed the imagery back up onto the wall. There's another two-dimensional piece that's on the wall that is not, I'm not sure if it's really reflective, but it features a lot of the same thematic material. Tell us about these particular parts of the installation.
Okay, so it was, the whole idea is intervention in space to transform it. So the work sort of flows along the walls and goes hanging overhead and on the floor. And I use the structure of the gallery, the hallway, and the entire space. So where it's on the wall, there is no place to hang the work from there. So I wanted to use the wall and incorporate the work on it. And there is no place to hang it, and there's no tracks for light to hit the walls. But it's in front of the door, so you have the natural light. And when the natural light interacts with these materials, it does something completely different from when flashlight or overhead light interacts with it. The dichroic film, depending on the angle of light and viewing, the colors change constantly. So it would be a completely different experience. And in the small hallway, where you enter through the other door from the other part of the building, there was a space where I could hang work, and I hung it in the middle. So it could on one wall create the light work, and on the other wall at the same time create the colored shadows. So I wanted to try out all the different possibilities and potential of the materials, as well as it's really designed. It's a site-specific installation, so it's designed specifically for this space.
Of course, the Alexander Hogue Gallery is a very unusual space. A lot of times if you're doing an installation, it's sort of a black box experience, but, portions of it are set along a wall that, the wall itself is, it goes back to the origins of the buildings in the 1920s or 1930s, these sort of neo-Gothic elements. And then you have, this long, narrow hallway, and then this open space that's got two levels. And so it's really an unusual space to design for.
Yeah, it was, we just always, that challenging part of designing and sculpting space is always really interesting, because in that space, like you said, you have to go down and there's a railing that visually blocks the view. So I had to design it to where it wouldn't visually clash, the work wouldn't clash with the railing, and you see one view of it when you're standing on the on one level, and when you walk down and under it, you see a completely different view. So you see the multiple shifting perspectives and how the work changes. So it's designed really for the space.
And one of the things that's really interesting is there are a lot of different ways you can view this work. One is just simply in this sort of contemplative space where you're viewing this just the way you would view the Northern Lights, or, if you were in space and viewing the nebula, just sort of a sense of wonder. Is that something you really wanted to bring across as one of the ways to look at this work?
Yes, because I'm really interested in rediscovering a sense of wonder and creating spaces for respite and regeneration, because a lot of the imagery around us, surrounding us, is filled with violence and despair, and especially for people personally affected by it, it can be re-traumatizing. And I know from my personal experiences of trauma how it lives in the body and has real effects on health. And, you need moments of break from it to experience beauty and stillness, to have hope. And that's how I survived trauma. And got re-energized to fight the battles for survival. So I realized the importance of creating spaces for healing or experiencing something beautiful. And that is one very important function of art. That is my method of community engagement, is to provide a counterpoint to the imagery of despair and trauma, and creating these spaces for to experience healing and sense of wonder and beauty and hope. So I think light and colored light and creating the effect of northern lights, definitely to me also it does capture like the experience of northern lights and nebulas. And I think it was just the idea of creating sort of an otherworldly space or experience where you can feel like you are immersed in the rhythm of creation and you're part of something large, an integral part of something larger than, what we experience otherwise, and to sort of create this alternate experience.
As you walk into the installation, as you view it from a distance away, you're seeing one set of light being refracted. You walk under it, you're seeing completely different colors. You're seeing different shadows being formed on the walls and the spaces. But setting the lighting for this, I think that would be very critical for how this piece looks.
Yes, Rich, me and my assistants were very deliberate in how we positioned the lights, because I also wanted to create the well-lit effect of this big structure that is floating and looks like really weightless and floating overhead, and you walk underneath as if it's defying gravity. So that effect was really important, and to have like this very subtle light work and minimal shadows. So that's what the bright light, creates that feeling of like ethereal. But then you have also the interactive light work where you have all these very vibrant, almost neon glowing patterns, silver light and gold light, which looks silvery like constellations. And so I think I wanted to create these multiple light effects with different kinds of lighting, so you can have this experience of like how light can change the work and how you view it. And you become sort of, like I mentioned, the living support for the shifting patterns of light as you interact with the work. So I think I was just really interested in creating these, within one installation, all these different experiences.
And by the way, people can see this work. There are a number of pictures and a video at your website, sarahahmad.com. I was wondering, as you walk into this gallery, the installation is so overwhelming, it's going to attract a lot of attention. How important is the small video on the wall? How important is that to the total viewing experience, which you can also see the video at your website as well?
So the video, when you see the video and the women in the similar colors of lace fabrics, with the veils, that shows the personal journey or how the personal connection I have to the veil nebula, and the parallel between the veil women and the cosmic veil nebula. So it creates that parallel. And I think also the reason why the video is not a big part of the work and is a small on a small monitor, because I want to create spaces that people can experience as meaningful and comforting without it being too closely tied to my personal history and experience, so they can have a space that they inhabit and make their own meanings and connections with. So while it is important to explain my personal connection with it, I didn't want to make it like a big part of the show. So it's about you creating your own experience and creating a shared space that, people can share. And it's not about my history.
Well, it is in a way, because you are the artist.
I know, but once the work is made, it's made for people to experience and create their own, experiences and their own histories and their own interaction with it. And that is really important to me.
You know, in one sense, it sort of reminds me of the guy who did the sun installation at Tate Modern. And, you know, he did it in the middle of the winter, you know, when there's no sun in London. And, you know, people would just come and just sit there by the, you know, the hour, you know, being a part of this. What it was basically, it was this giant ball projected on the wall. And I could see the same for students coming in and visiting this and just sort of, you know, as a way to get away from the rigor of classes and you know, the stress of classes, is just spending time with this installation. You've got a soundtrack that's a part of it that is, again, creates this contemplative experience.
I think a lot of my work is about creating spaces that offer you this moments of break from the upheavals of life, because that is how I started making work, as an escape from trauma and finding these, you know, peaceful moments and processing how to rebuild life through literally my work process, but also in immersive experiences in nature. So that's what I'm trying to bring, you know, to the studio and the work, to create those spaces where you can have these moments of respite. And I hope, you know, it will do that for students and be an uplifting space where they can experience and take a break from all the stressful stuff and being in this traumatic situation and what's happening around us socially, politically, and with the pandemic.
Yes, exactly. Well, the name of the installation is Cosmic Veils. You can view it on Sarah Ahmad's website, sarahahmad.com. And there's new material every Thursday at the University of Tulsa's School of Art, Design, and Art History Facebook page and Instagram every Thursday in September. And there'll be also a gallery talk at some point, images and video as well. Sarah, it's a pleasure to speak with you again, and congratulations on a really interesting, beautiful installation, Cosmic Veils.
And thank you so much, Rich. It's a pleasure to speak to you. And I would just like to take a moment to thank all the people who've been a part of making this work happen. Support from my friends and family, the Tulsa Artists Fellowship, the TU community, OVAC. I am also an Oklahoma Visual Arts Coalition Fellow for 2020 and a Tulsa Artist Fellow. And most of all, my assistants who worked on it. You know, they are artists, they are also contemporary artists, and they are also mostly overlooked, but they are part of all large installations and works that are made. Mm. So Hannah Phillips, Tessa Copeland, Andrew Taylor, and Jordan Wright were the four people who helped make this happen.
Sarah, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rich.
Sarah Ahmad is a fellow of the Tulsa Artist Fellowship and the Oklahoma Visual Arts Coalition. The multimedia and installation artist has a new installation, Cosmic Veils, on display at the University of Tulsa's Alexander Ho Gallery through September 24th. Gallery hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. to the TU campus community. Campus visitors must adhere to TU's COVID-19 protocols, viewable at utulsa.edu/coronavirus. And if you can't come to campus, there's special digital content every Thursday at the University of Tulsa's School of Art Facebook page and Instagram with digital content and highlights from the show. You can also view her show at sarahahmad.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.